Jeffrey San Juan told a room full of miners that if federal agencies give their go-ahead to the 211-mile road to the Ambler Mining District, the Alaska Economic Development and Export Authority, or AEDA, will build it one phase at a time. And he says AEDA will require mining companies interested in developing the district's resources to help pay for each phase.
We're planning on financing that initially so that we can get any mines that sign up to pay the financing for the road so that they can start to get their mines up and running and provide for that financing to build the road itself.
San Juan is AEDA's Senior Infrastructure Development Finance Officer, and he says the first phase of the Ambler Mining District Industrial Access Project calls for construction of a one-lane, seasonally accessible road from the Dalton Highway to the district just east of the village of Ambler. AEDA estimates that phase would cost $280 million and would be paid for through a public-private partnership in which AEDA would pay cash and possibly proceeds from bond issues, and mining companies that want to use the road would pay user fees or tolls.
AEDA is not planning on constructing any road without any commitments from mines to pay back the toll. I assure you that AEDA is not going to put the state in a position where we're going to build something that doesn't have any contracts in place.
San Juan says if more companies find additional deposits in the mining district and they commit to paying for use of the road to develop those resources, AEDA would improve it. He says phase two would make the road usable year-round at a cost of about $320 million. Phase three would call for further improvements to widen the road to two lanes for another $380 million.
Best case scenario is we get to phase three, where we have several mines operating and we have to expand that road to have multiple trucks running year-round.
San Juan says four major deposits of mainly gold and copper have so far been identified along a 75-mile mineralized zone within the mining district. He says several other sites also show promise. He says the road would be used only for mining-related traffic and otherwise would be closed to the public. He said in an interview after his talk that AEDA officials recently decided to bury a fiber optic cable along the route. It would be used for surveillance cameras that would monitor traffic in response to concerns voiced in public hearings about the road being open to others, including hunters.
We basically decided, because of the public comments, to go ahead and include it, and it would provide a community benefit to potentially the schools, the clinics, and also some of the mines that hopefully gets developed out there.
San Juan says the road project is now being reviewed by four federal agencies for rights of way and wetland and bridge permits, and because the route passes through the gates of the Arctic Preserve. He says AEDA expects the feds to issue any day now a draft document on the scoping process, which includes public hearing testimony and input from industry, scientists, and other stakeholders. He says Interior Department officials recently said they're considering fast-tracking release of the final version of the document as early as this summer as part of the agency's new policy for completing the Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, process more quickly.
We heard from them that there's a possibility of an accelerated schedule because of what's happening down in D.C. and the Department of Interior as far as moving EIS at a faster pace.
Federal officials say a final decision on the project is expected in early 2020. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.